Good evening and welcome to another edition of In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. I'm John Coffey. We've got a couple special guests here tonight, former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen, and also Aaron Marlowe from Mill and Dinsdale Seed here in Maryville. And Rich, it's going to be another good show.
Absolutely it is. I'm looking forward to this one. You know, this is a neat relationship that, you know, I helped start, and, you know, it's been a good partnership with Aaron. And Tanner is, I think, was the third or fourth guy that we had out.
Probably fifth or sixth.
Okay. Over time, but he's kind of stuck. So I'm looking forward to hearing how they're doing out there.
That sounds really good. And Aaron Marlowe might just talk a little bit about a relationship with Northwest Missouri State. I know the university really prides itself in being profession-based learning, and it just seems like it's a perfect opportunity where you get a lot of students, and some of them obviously coming from the football program here, that have meant a lot to your program.
We're very fortunate to have Northwest and have the agriculture department that we do have with the university. We've been able to capitalize on that with some excellent students coming out of the department. And then several years ago, Coach Wright and I started talking, and he said, hey, I've got some real top-of-the-line guys that obviously have to stick around for the summer. What do you think? And we tried it and really have never looked back since. It's been a really great relationship for our program, and really have nothing bad to say at all about the quality of young men and that we get in the business to work with us.
And I know Tanner, I've talked to you in the past about this too, but coming in, you weren't necessarily thinking agriculture might be your future leaving Northwest Missouri State after your playing days, but this was an opportunity to kind of find out a little from some things as far as what you're interested in, and kind of changed your life plan.
Yeah, obviously I was kind of hoping for a little longer football career. I went for it, and it didn't work out. And with the internship that I was able to get with Aaron 2 years ago, it was something that I was able to kind of figure out that's kind of where my heart lies. And if football didn't work out for me, then that's where I wanted to go. And that was something I was passionate about.
You know, that's one of the neat things for me is that, you know, we have 90 to 100 guys that stay around every summer. And, you know, it's not just about getting a summer job. It's hopefully connecting them with professionals in the community where they can gain some meaningful employment. And, you know, first and foremost, put something on a resume, but also establish relationships with people that are in the profession. And, you know, it's just worked out really well.
And, Aaron, I imagine that's not only with the internships you're offering here, but it's kind of lifelong relationships with some of the people that go through the program there.
We do. We're very fortunate in that. Get to see a lot of weddings and, you know, kids come along and all those types of things. And it's really great just to see the students come through, see their relationships among them, and then kind of keep track and just see how they progress through things.
Let's we'll talk a little bit more about Mill and Dinsdale and the program you offer with not only football players but students coming in. But let's just talk, Tanner, a little bit about football career. Again, going through Northwest Missouri State, two-time All-American from AFCA and D2 CCA, also with Don Hanson, and then three-time All-MIAA performer. So a lot of accolades coming out there. You were able to sign a free agent contract with Buffalo. And just kind of take us for people who might be a little unfamiliar with the path this past summer and how things went for you.
Yep. So I went to Buffalo as an undrafted free agent, and people from Northwest would probably kind of familiarize that with a walk-on, if you will, in a college version. So you have a lot to prove and a lot of work to do. Stuck around there for 4 months and busted my butt and just kept going and kept going and kept working, and made it all the way to the final cuts with Buffalo. And I was feeling pretty confident that I was going to be able to make a roster spot there. If not that, then be able to make the practice squad with the Buffalo Bills. And it didn't end up working out with Buffalo. And when I entered into that waiver period, I ended up getting claimed by the Saints. And so when you get claimed, you're automatically on the 53-man roster for 3 weeks. And so it was kind of mixed emotions. You know, I grew close to some of those guys with Buffalo, and kind of liked the town and liked the team and liked how the coaches treated everybody. It was Buffalo was kind of like the Northwest of the NFL. It was Coach McDermott, you know, knew my full name, where I went to college, how many years I played. His grandparents actually went to college at Northwest, so it was pretty cool. And they just took care of everybody, and the atmosphere that it was, I enjoyed it there. But obviously, being claimed to a 53-man roster was pretty big news for me, and that's a dream that I've been working towards for a long time. And then when I got with the Saints, as you guys know, didn't clear the physical stuff just because of a heart condition that we found out when I got to New Orleans.
And I imagine it obviously has to be a disappointment there, but just talk about the reaction after that particular point and having the opportunity now to come back to Maryville.
Yep. So kind of after we found that out, we met with a few specialists to see if this was, you know, what would be the right decision. Because there is no fine line or yes or no when it comes to this kind of stuff. And met with a few specialists and decided that it would be best for me for my football career to be over. And kind of once I was trying to get my head wrapped around that, I texted Aaron to just see what I could even put on my resume from the internship that I had with her. And she was like, you know, forget about the resume. Why don't you just come back here and come work for me and be awesome? So it was a pretty short lookout for some jobs, and it was a company and a boss that I knew would support me trying to move into my career and while I try to figure out what I want to do. And it's a great place, and obviously I already talked about that. This is something that I, you know, kind of found out that I think this is where I want my career to lay.
And Aaron, I imagine it didn't take long for you to decide that this would be a good opportunity to bring him back to your operation there.
Absolutely. Like I said, you know, Tanner's one of those top three guys that we've had work for us in the past. So when the opportunity presented itself, it wasn't real hard to figure out if there was a way to do it. We needed to do it. There was a little hiccup in between there. Someone tried to sneak in and rob him, but... We were able to fend off the wolves a little bit and get him back here. But I think some of that testament, too, is just to the fact that, you know, this is like home. And obviously the team atmosphere, the town atmosphere, and that's what we told Tanner is, listen, you know, it's not just work. Like, we're family. And whatever we need to do to, you know, help support you and get you where you want to be long term, we want to be part of that stepping stone, you know, short term. So I begged him to at least try to stay around 5 years. Like, that's my hope. Like, you did the first five here. Can we get the second five out of you, please? So
there you go.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's a testament first to you, Tanner. I mean, seriously. It's one thing to you're one of the toughest human beings I've ever been around. You really are. But it's your mental toughness, your ability to pivot and throw your passion. You know, obviously, that was football. But to have a plan and to have worked the plan and then pivot and go into a new realm is awesome. And you, Aaron, you know, just the ability we talk about all the time, right? Family relationships, you know, creating things that last. Mm-hmm. And obviously you did that in your time when you worked for her. Otherwise you wouldn't be back. And, you know, I think I'm just really excited for both of you, and I hope it works out fantastically. And, I don't know, sign a 5-year contract, see what she'll do for you. You want me to negotiate all this?
Yeah,
we can sit down and have dinner afterwards, and I'll try and be your negotiator.
Good luck. I'm pretty tough.
Well, might be a second career here for Rich as well.
Right.
Agent work.
Absolutely.
And
I'll need to see your resume.
That's good. That'd be good.
You know, Rich, one of the things, just listening to both of you, all three of you here talk a bit, but it's, you know, you've tried to foster that family atmosphere at Northwest and the team concept, obviously, playing football. And it seems like, Aaron, it's a team concept of what you're doing with your organization.
It is. I mean, we tell, you know, the folks that come work for us is we kind of want everyone to look and question who's the boss, right? So we want them to be an integral part of the operation, whatever that looks like. And we want to know what their passions are so that we can help cultivate that. A lot of what we do, you know, we get I won't say a finished product, but between, you know, God, their mama, and coach, we kind of get something that's already sort of made. And at that point, it's just a matter of kind of polishing that and sort of helping weed out the things that they don't need to waste time on moving forward. And so we're very fortunate. And like I said, Coach does a great job with sending people that really want to do the work, be the work, and are just really high quality student athletes that we get that come from Northwest. So it's been an excellent relationship, and realistically, kudos to, you know, Tanner for all the hard work he's put in. But that kind of goes up the chain, and again, goes to Coach and Mom and Dad and all the high school coaches. And, you know, there's a process through there that we get high quality athletes because that's who's coming here. And they're great workers and have a great mentality for work, diligent. They pay a lot of attention to what's being asked of them. And they show up and do the work that they're asked to do, and they ask questions, and I hope they get as much out of it as we do.
Well, it sounds like they do from everything I've been able to hear. I think we talked with Rhett Jordan earlier. He's been a part of the program as well. So it really sounds like it's something that's been beneficial for both sides.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, right off the top of my head when I sat down, and I'm trying to count numbers in my head, and I can't remember what I did last week, but I do remember Cole Bixler,
Bix.
And I remember Ben Altaf.
Yep.
And Ben Altoff,
yep.
And who else?
PJ Chauvin.
Oh, yeah.
PJ.
Yep. Martin.
Yes.
Zach's brother.
Yeah, Zach's.
Why is his name escaping me right now? Like I told you, I've.
Because we're family.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, you've got about 100 and some family members
every year.
Yeah,
so.
Every year.
You want to talk about being on a wedding calendar and those types of things? I never graduate from any of that, so I could go to about 50 weddings a year.
Oh, no doubt there. Again, we are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville and in the trenches with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, and our guest here tonight, Aaron Marlowe from Millen-Dinsdale Seed, and also a former offensive lineman for Northwest Missouri State, Tanner Owen, and we'll be back and have more right after this.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville. I'm in the trenches with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And we are talking tonight with Millen-Dinsdale Seed's Aaron Marlowe, along with Tanner Owen, a former Bearcat on the offensive line. And as we kind of go into harvest season this time of year, I imagine it's a busy time for you guys as well.
It is. It's a fun time. This is where we kind of get to reap the rewards of all the work that's been done all season. So Tanner's picking up some wrenches and learning about a new part of the business that we've added. We recently picked up a precision planting dealership.
Oh.
So it's on the equipment side of things and how that relates to the agronomics. So he's learning about that. We have a couple other lines of microbial products and some really new things to the business. So he's really picking up on a whole lot of information in a short amount of time.
Yep, so I just started a month ago, and like she said, I'm just trying to get my feet wet in every single aspect of this company, and with the Millen-Dinsdale Seed and the CropWise Consulting, it's there's a lot of stuff that goes on and a lot of stuff to learn. Kind of going back to the internship, in those four short months, I learned more in those four short months than I did in, as you guys know, I was in college for 7 years.
So. And you're not a doctor.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the only guy that went to college for 7 years and doesn't have doctor in front of my name. But no, it's a lot to learn, but it's all interesting stuff, and it's all valuable information. And Aaron's the kind of boss that, you know, will give you structure and direction, but also kind of send you out on your own to go figure it out, because that's the best way to learn, is just to go do it. Especially when you have somebody behind you that you know, okay, if you do get stuck, okay, I can FaceTime Aaron and figure this thing out. So, like you said, you know, we're doing the precision planting right now, and I've been turning some wrenches on a planter that we're trying to get flipped around and get it on the right track.
And again, it goes back to what we talked about earlier, profession-based learning and those internships and things, and how valuable that is for students.
I think it's huge. I know I did it growing up and coming through college, and it led into a career, so I feel like there's a lot of value in that. I think it helps young people primarily decide the things that they don't want to chase after.
Sure.
So I like it in that respect, because you can figure out in a really short amount of time, I do not want to spend a ton of my life doing whatever that is. And so it helps them, I think, really weed out more of the things that they don't want to do, and then they can kind of start to decide where their passions are and where they want to be, kind of thing.
Now, you've obviously developed a great relationship with the football team, but when you look at the university and the internship program and things, what's the process you go through to set up an internship with the university?
I beg for people. No, we have a good relationship, again, with the ag department. So basically we tell them, here's what we're looking for. So internship, and let's just say crop scouting. So we say, hey, we're looking to fill in, you know, three or four crop scouts for the summer. This is a basic idea of what they'll be doing. We provide a sort of a hit list of what we're looking for. And then, you know, they post it and give it to their students and say, hey, if you're looking for something around Maryville, here's some opportunity. We also have the opportunity with students. They have an agronomy club, and there's some other clubs that are in the ag department. So as those relationships also get built, it's kind of a word of mouth, and that vein, you know, kind of opens. So then that recruiting pipeline starts where someone's like, oh no, I did this. And then they kind of talk and it comes back our way. So again, we're pretty fortunate to have not just student athletes, but other athletes that have been around and can kind of tell the next people, like, hey, this was an okay internship, so let's see if this is something you might want to do.
And again, Rich, this past weekend, I think a perfect example of how you bring in agriculture into the football program a little bit. It was an Ag Day at Bearcat Stadium. As every year, you honor agriculture in the region here as part of activities at Northwest for football.
Absolutely. It's such a fundamental part of our economy and you know, drives the bus, so to speak. We have a phenomenal ag department, and you know, just saying thank you to all the people that work so hard to, you know, to feed this country, and you know, any opportunity we get to say thank you for the fidelity that they have, not just to Northwest Missouri State and our football program, but to the region is something we need to do.
You know, you talked a little bit earlier about Tanner and what he meant being a part of the football program. Let's just talk a bit about his offensive line work and coming into the program, and just how much of an impact he made on that offensive line when he came in.
He was such a natural leader, and you know, when we made the pivot, you know, so after the 2016 season, going into 2017, we lost a lot off our roster, and I can remember, you know, having conversations with him, and I'm like, you know, I know that, you know, offensive linemen typically aren't the leaders on that side of the ball, but you're going to have to drive the bus. And he was always just willing to do whatever it took, and you know, I can cycle that to so many different things in his life. You know, it's like the NFL. The kid goes to Buffalo and is a free agent, and he's at the final cutdown date. And I don't know that anybody else knows this, but I do. They were loaded on the offensive line. And, you know, that's a testament to his work ethic, his desire, his intrinsic motivation, his ability to learn things, to adapt. You know, you mentioned that you really like Buffalo. You wouldn't in January, because I'm from upstate New York. So, but you'd have found that out. Anyway, but, you know, for the New Orleans Saints to take that kid on a 53-man roster spot, you know, sight unseen, basically all they did was look at tape, and so somebody had to be extremely impressed with him, just as I've been during his entire career at Northwest.
You know, Tanner, you transferred to Northwest from Missouri. What were some of the things that when you were looking at a place to go after MU that you can't really put Northwest on the map for you?
Yeah, so that goes back to the whole family deal. There are a lot of colleges, a lot of football programs out there that will preach family. There's a ton of them. There are not a lot of programs and football teams that actually put forth the effort and show family. So I was fortunate enough to know Jake Gassman, who is a defensive back here from 17 to – no, he was here 16.
Yeah.
I went to school with him at Kearney, and so when I got done with Mizzou, I wasn't treated right there. And, you know, I really almost kind of lost the love for football throughout that with how badly I was treated. And Gassman was just telling me, he's like, dude, just come to Northwest. I'm telling you, you will love it. He's like, even if you don't, like, love it, he's like, it's a small town. It's an ag town. Like, you'll fit right in. Just give it a shot. And so he gave me the contact of Coach Osborne, and within a few minutes, Coach Osborne called me back, and it was like the next day I was up here at Northwest and signing a piece of paper, and off I went. So with that being said, you know, Coach Wright and the whole Northwest staff truly does treat you like family, and that's what drew me in so much. I mean, perfect example right now, it was just kind of a last minute job decision, and I didn't have any housing lined out, and so I'm actually bumming it in Coach Cunningham's extra room right now, and it was without a question that he was going to let me do that. And so, I mean, that's just a testament, just a cheesy testament to the family that Northwest football puts out there and truly does care about you.
And when I talk to a lot of former players about their experiences at Northwest, and a lot of times thinking about what are some of the memorable games and things that you played, and the first thing they mention more than the games itself is just the relationships that you guys have built.
Oh, yeah. So as an offensive lineman, Coach Cunningham is a pretty special guy. He's not your typical coach. We like to crack jokes and have fun in the meeting rooms, but we also know when to get serious. But some of my favorite times are in the locker room or in the meeting rooms. Those are the times that I'll never forget. I'm sure I'll forget games and some of the rushing goals and everything like that, but those moments in the locker room or in the film room, those are times I won't forget. But by the way, my favorite football memory is our highest rushing average ever. I believe it was 365 at Grand Valley State in 19, yep. Or was that 18?
It was 18.
Yeah, that was my favorite game because we absolutely crushed them on rushing.
You remember how excited we were because we had watched the Ferris game on tape. And the place was packed, and we ended up going for Thanksgiving weekend, and their crowd
was
pretty sparse. 15
people there.
It was,
yeah.
But we had a pretty good day.
Yes, we did.
I think then the next week, didn't we go back up to Ferris, I believe?
Yep,
and,
sure
and
did.
And the thing that struck me in that game was looking around and all the Grand Valley fans that were in the stands rooting for Northwest Missouri State, that it seemed like there was a lot of animosity between those two schools, kind of like Northwest and Missouri Western non-steroids there a little bit.
I was going to say animosity is very delicately putting it. There's actual true hatred there between those two schools. And there was a lot of their administrators that were sitting in the stands rooting for us. So, yeah, not a lot of love lost.
No, not at all. Again, we are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville and in the trenches with head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. We'll come back and wrap up the show right after this.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Today's broadcast is being underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. More information at tristateFordMaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, again broadcasting live from A&G in downtown Maryville. And Rich, a pretty big game coming up this weekend, Emporia State over in Emporia. Any chance at all you can maybe sneak this guy to my right here, and Tanner Owen, into a uniform?
Oh, I would take him in a heartbeat right now. There's no doubt about that. I have a feeling Coach Higgins would know pretty quickly, so I don't think I'm going to pull any wool over his eyes on that.
No, you look at the two teams coming into this matchup, both 8-2 records. And both losses coming to the same teams in Central Oklahoma and also Pittsburgh by close scores. There's a lot of similarities in that respect of things coming in.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's probably where the similarities end. If you look at what we do offensively and defensively, we're drastically different. But, both teams are really good football teams. Both teams are battling to get into the playoffs. So it's going to be a big game.
Defensively, from your standpoint, you have to go up against what appears to be pretty one of the top passing attacks in the country.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Coach Higgins does a tremendous job at down there at Emporia, and I've always said that. A good media day or things like that, he gets more out of the kids that he has than probably any coach that we play. Just does a phenomenal job throwing the football, always has a great system. His kids are always well prepared, so we're going to have our hands full.
Talk about throwing the football, but watching a little tape of them too, they got a pretty decent running game to go with that.
Yeah, they do. With what they do, they can spread you out. And if you're defending their quick passing game, if the count's right inside the box, they can run the ball very proficiently as well.
What are some of the big keys as far as Northwest offensively?
For us, I think we got to be able to run the football. That's something that we've started to hang our hat on. I think that's going to be important on Saturday. We're going to have to take care of it. If you look at our losses, turnovers have played a role in that. And anytime you have two teams that are equal, that's important. And then maximizing possessions in the red zone. I think all those things are going to be important for our offense to be successful.
Been in a playoff mode for a lot of weeks in a row here coming into this. What is it to make sure that this particular game's a big matchup, and that's certainly what it is for both teams.
Yeah, that's the one nice thing about being here at Northwest Missouri State is that, I've been blessed. I've been here since 2004, and we've had an opportunity every year I've been here to play for this in the last week of the season. And when you look across the country right now, there's probably, 80-90% of the teams know when their season's going to end, and at least we're playing for something in the final week.
Yeah, no doubt about that, and I think we've got one final guest here.
Yeah, we have a late add-on. Rhett Jordan comes to the party.
Coming in hot.
That's right. Rhett, glad to see you come in. We'll just take it a little longer here. You joined us here, and earlier this year on the noon coaches show that we do on Tuesdays, we had you on, and you talked a little bit about the relationship with Millen Dinsdale as well. Just kind of talk a bit about what it's meant to work with Aaron Marlowe here and what that's done for you.
Yeah, no, it was a great opportunity. Coach Wright kind of set it up for me, which I was very appreciative of. But I learned a lot within the ag industry, which I hadn't had a lot of experience. So it was just nice to get that experience with Erin, and she's a great boss. She helped me learn a lot. So
now, Tanner, as we talked about earlier, really this going into agriculture, then if his college career really was on his radar to start with, and now from your standpoint, has this ag's been something that you've been interested in all along?
As I went to college, I started to gain more of an interest in it. It definitely wasn't at the beginning, but working with Erin this past summer was enlightening to me and definitely helped me grow and spark more of an interest for sure.
And Aaron, just talk about Rhett and what he's meant to you.
Rhett's great. He's got great energy, and he does what he's asked. So it's been a really good fit. We're trying to get him back for this summer. So if anyone wants to give him a gentle nudge, we'd like
I can use a nudge.
Yeah. No, Rhett's great. I mean, again, he's one of those great student athletes that comes in, does the work, asks great questions, pays attention, listens to the answer, and you know does better next time. So I have a lot of appreciation for his work ethic and how hard he worked for us.
Yeah, Tanner, just one final question here. You talked about how memorable it was to be in Buffalo this past summer. I imagine, did you form quite a few relationships that you've been able to kind of keep in touch with as the NFL season's gone along?
Yep. I got a few people that I keep in touch with. Most of them are offensive linemen. Us big chubbies usually stick together. I've got one guy that's he's actually been on two different teams now, and one of the other guys he ended up getting cut and he hasn't been able to find a home yet. But and one other that's on the practice squad right now, and they're all doing well and being pretty successful.
All right. Well, we'll wrap up the show here tonight. But again, for everyone that's showed up here, Aaron, it's been great to have you on the show and appreciate everything that you've done for not only the football team, but for us in particular, KXCV. And Rhett, glad you can make it here at the end.
Thank you.
And of course, Rich, always good to have you on the show as well.
Hey, thanks a lot, Aaron. Thank you for everything you've done for our football program. Really
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
And that's In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. I'm John Coffey, and we'll wrap up this show. Don't forget, we've got a busy weekend coming up. It all starts tomorrow on KXCV KRNW, as we will have Bearcat men's basketball tomorrow with a 5 o'clock pregame, 5:30 is tip-off time there. And at the same time, we'll be stringing the Northwest women's matchup as they are out in Kearney, Nebraska, playing in Classic out in Kearney. So we'll have that for you as well. That will be on our internet stream on KXCV. TV.org. Then on Saturday, Bearcat football, Northwest Missouri State will be on the road to Emporia to face the Emporia State Hornets. 1 o'clock is kickoff time. We'll be on there at noon with Bearcat game day. And then, of course, the Northwest women playing out in Kearney again on Saturday afternoon. That can be streamed on KXCV as well. As well as Bearcat men's basketball, that'll be a 4 o'clock tip-off. And we'll have that broadcast on starting off on our stream and then finishing it up on KXCV. So a big weekend of Bearcat sports. And don't forget Spoof Mountain football as well, coming up tomorrow evening in the playoffs with Savannah. That's all part of our broadcast for this weekend. For everyone involved, I'm John Coffey, and so long from A&G.